Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The unmanned aerial vehicle, or drone, for Oldham County farmer Kevin Jeffries, it's a useful tool and fun to fly.
It is a lot of fun. Yes, sir. I've got it back in the early summer of this past year, and we farm there in Oldham County, and we used it some for this past year, doing some crop scouting. We had a cow that had lost a calf out in the field. We were able to use it to find the calf. We think it's going to come in very handy on the farm.
So far, he's flown his at about 200 feet, which is adequate for his use so far, adding that it's not very difficult to use.
No, it's really not. They've really improved the software interface, and you use an iPhone, and you have video that feeds down from the camera, so you can watch where you are. It's pretty much fairly automated. You just punch in some waypoints and it'll take off and fly to those waypoints and then come back and land, you know, automatically. And so it's fairly easy to use.
He says with the addition of an infrared capable camera, the device will be even more versatile.
So if you're scouting for crops that are under stress, water stress or insects or weeds or whatever, you can put an infrared camera on a lot of these UAVs and pick up the stress and then go out to the field. Instead of having to walk a 500 acre field, you can do it by air and really cut down on the amount of time it takes to scout.
He says his next use of the UAV will be to visually scout his wheat crop to see what kind of winter damage has been sustained. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Oldham County's Kevin Jeffrey says his UAV cost about $1,200, not cheap, but measured by the time it will save, makes it, for him, worth the investment.
If you've got just, you know, certain areas, they may have some Johnson grass or some kind of insect problem, you can come in and spray those small areas instead of having to spray a 500-acre field.
That's good for his pocketbook and the environment. Big picture, he thinks that kind of performance will make UAVs a practical purchase for many more farmers down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I think it will be. They're relatively cheap. You know, if you can save dollars on not having to spray or catch a problem early and save a crop, things like that. You know, when you get out, if it's 95 degrees and you're walking out in a cornfield that's 10 foot tall in the summertime, that's not a real pleasant experience. So I think the scouting by drones is going to be the wave of the future.
Kevin Jeffries, Oldham County farmer and up-and-coming UAV pilot. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.